Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
Today's program is furnished by Speak the Word Ministries.
Transformation is something that takes place on the inside and not on the outside. It has nothing to do with what you look like. It's an inner change that God is concerned about.
Speak the Word.
It's time to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to teach God's Word and encourage the body of believers.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word. Speak, speak, speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Your Heart Believes What Your Mouth Says.
Speak the Word.
Saints, I know that sometimes we look at God's promises and we see them as impossibilities. And I know that sometimes we have trouble believing that we can actually receive the things that God has for us. But just because it may seem impossible to you does not mean it's impossible for God. In the natural, it may look impossible. It may look like an impossibility to you. But to God, nothing is impossible. He says in Luke 18:27, he said, what is impossible for man is possible for God. Praise God. God really knows that we need encouragement. And I think this will encourage you in your battle, whatever that battle might be that you're going through tonight. In Exodus 17, this was after this great battle in the desert with the Amalekites, that God revealed himself to Moses as Jehovah Nissi, the Lord is my banner, in verse 15. In Exodus 17, it says that Moses told Joshua to gather the men, and he would go and stand on top of the hill with the rod of God in his hand. But when Moses grew weary from holding up the rod, Aaron and Hur, I don't know exactly how you pronounce that, but it's not Hur, it's H-U-R, Hur, put a stone under Moses and held his hands up for him until the battle was totally won. Hallelujah. Saints, as long as Moses had his hands up, they were winning the battle. But when they came down, they were losing the battle. They were losing the fight. That should tell us something about keeping your hands lifted high to praise in the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. But as Moses lifted his hands and prayed, the Israelites prevailed in the battle. But when he left his hand down, the Amalekites prevailed. So Aaron and Hur set Moses on a rock and held up his hands until the battle was totally won. Praise God. At the end of the day, there was victory, saints. There was victory. And God told Moses to write down what had happened and read it in Joshua's hearing. As a matter of fact, in the Quest Study Bible in verse 14, it says, the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua. For he says, I will utterly put out the remembrance of the Amalekites from under the heavens. And the New Living Bible says, I will erase the memory of Amalek from under heaven. Hallelujah. You know, God was going to wipe out his enemy forever. You know, you don't mess around with God's elect. Amen. Not without repercussions. Praise God. And we are all his elect. Hallelujah. God was thinking ahead. He was thinking ahead to the time when Moses would be gone and Joshua would be the one to take over the leadership of God's chosen people. Joshua would be the one to cross the Jordan River into Canaan, the promised land, and defeat Jericho, because Moses was disobedient. He was not allowed to enter the promised land in Numbers 20. Remember, Moses hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock like God told him to do in Numbers 20. God told Moses to take the rod, gather the assembly together, and speak ye unto the rock, and it shall give forth its water. In verse 11 says that Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice, and the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts too. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, and God said, because you believed me not to satisfy me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given you. But you know, even though Moses was disobedient, he didn't make the people suffer for it. He struck the rock after he was instructed to speak to the rock. But he let the water, as it said, the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and the beast also. So he didn't punish the animals and the people just because Moses, you know, disobeyed. Hallelujah. You know, saints, we probably think that was pretty harsh, and scholars have given many reasons, you know, why God did do this. The truth is, right here in his word, God told him to speak to the rock. But he didn't. That's the truth. You can't give any other reason. You know, people take God's word and they kind of twist it and turn it sometimes to suit themselves. But the truth is right here in his word. He was disobedient. And that's why he couldn't go into the promised land. Like I said, the truth is right here in his word. God told him to speak, but he didn't. In the book of Exodus 17, God told Moses to strike the rock. But this time, God told him to speak to the rock. He was disobedient, and Moses didn't speak to the rock. He struck it. And he had publicly displayed distrust, acting as though a mere word was not enough for God to provide the water. Like I said, the first time he did tell him to strike it. The second time he told him to speak to it. Praise God. That's a sermon in itself, folks. You know, God is his word, according to John 1:1, and he tells us through the Bible to speak to our mountains. He tells us this in Mark 11:23, and I know all of you are familiar with that verse, but yet we keep asking him to do it for us. You know, the first time they wanted water, like I said, God told Moses to take his rod, smack the rock. Moses did. But you know, after months of their complaining in Numbers 10, maybe he was just fed up with the Israelites and he just lost it. You know, he was human too. I understand that all they did was bellyache. They complained the whole time. They were complaining, complaining, and complaining. You know, they wanted to go back to Egypt, you know, where they can get the fruits and the vegetables, whatever, that they were having there. You know, anybody that's read that knows that they had nothing to go back to. They were slaves. You know, if you've accepted the Lord, there's nothing to go back to. There's only going forward, going forward. And it's much better going forward than going backwards. Praise God. It says in the Amplified Bible that Moses called them rebels. He said, you rebels, you. He said, I'll show you. How many of you have ever gotten lost your temper and got angry and it hurt you more than it did them? I have. And that's what happened with Moses. He got angry, lost his temper. He just didn't feel like he could take it anymore. And he just said, I'll show them. But the one that really hurt was him. Because he, after all those years, after all that time, and all the miracles and everything that happened with Moses, he didn't get to finish the trip. You know, I don't want to do that. I want to finish this race. Amen. I know even tonight, an hour and a half or so before coming out, I got so sick I could hardly stand up. And I thought I was going to have to call. And I thought, no, I got to go. And then I said, no, I don't have to go. I get to go. I get to go, and I'm going, you know. And so I just pressed on, and once I made that decision, you know, when you make a decision, things will change. You can, you know, the enemy can do things to you, but you make that decision, and I made the decision, I'm going. And I took the step and went in there to finish getting dressed, and all of a sudden I was feeling better. Amen. Praise God. That's the truth. You know, it's amazing that there's many times in my life that they've been going through something and I make the decision that this is not going to happen or that's not going to happen. But I really did do it. And sometimes, you know, you're not sure, did I do this in faith or did I not do this in faith? Because sometimes I'm really not sure, but you feel like you did. But I didn't think about it at the time, but now I know that when I made a decision to keep going, then God took care of it. You know, so here I am, praise God. You know, God is so good. He is so good. And he'll never let you down. He'll never leave you. And there's nothing that he will withhold from you. He says in his word that nothing will I withhold from those that love me. So if you love the Lord and you're running after Him, He's just going to shower you with His blessings all the time. I know He does me.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
And with that special word, we've come to the end of our broadcast today with author, Bible teacher, and speaker, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with a special closing thought. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation to Speak the Word Ministries with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as He said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His Word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly. Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Saints, I received this letter from David, and he writes, Dear Pastor Joe, I have been listening to your program for almost a year now. I want you to know that I can really understand your preaching. Thank you. And may God continue to bless you in your ministry, and I hope to attend one of your meetings soon. David, thank you for those encouraging words. You know, it gives me great pleasure to teach God's word, and it is so encouraging to know that I teach His word in a way that you can understand. Father, I thank you for all the Davids out there listening to my program, and I pray that you'll continue to help me teach your word in such a way that all can understand. You said, Lord, if we can understand what is being taught, that the devil cannot steal it away. Thank you, Lord, for making your word simple for us. Amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand against the word of God. Against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.